When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Let's wrap this one up on the phone, recording on the phone, that is, because after all, I kind of went a little out of my way in October to set up my phone to optimize it for recording and posting art sound offs. And even though I'm in the studio today, penciling all day, it being the final entry for the 2016 Art Sound Off Challenge. By the way, artsoundoff.com, me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger challenged ourselves to every day for the month of November for the past couple of years, check in every day with an audio accompaniment to the art that we make, whether it's a blog post or a journal or an essay or whatever you want to call it, some kind of audio thing with our voice in it that we share on Twitter with the Art Sound Off hashtag. And that's how you can find all the other entries. And today's the last day. Today is November 30th, 2016. And here I complete the challenge for this year. Gosh, I don't know where I want to start, because I've got two things to cover. One is sort of like, what's my reflection on the experience of having done it this year? And the other part is sort of like housekeeping stuff. Let's put the housekeeping stuff at the end. I've got some announcements to make about Boulder and Fleet. Some stuff's happening towards the end of this week. So what did I find? What did I learn? That's kind of how I wrapped up last year's challenge. And I remember, and I have not gone back to listen to last year's challenge or last year's final entry. And by the way, as an aside, but related, I almost never go back and listen to the shows that I record, except to, you know, do minor edits. Like I'll give it a quick, I'll scrub around the audio just to make sure everything recorded okay. And then I'll do my blends and fades for music if I need to. But for the most part, I almost never ever go back and listen to what I said. Partially because of bandwidth, and partially because it's like, yeah, I said it. So, you know, it's out there. And if I'm embarrassed by it, what am I going to do? Take it down? I suppose I could learn from it. But yeah, I didn't go back and listen to the last year's, you know, wrap up episode. So, but I remember the title was like what I found, what I learned. And I think the gist of it was, is like sort of like reflecting on how it went. And again, I'm going off of just like a general, feeling memory of how last year's challenge felt. And I do remember there were times where it felt really intense and felt like it was being packed in there. Like I was having a hard time finding the place to do that reflection. This year didn't seem quite so much of a challenge, despite the fact that I think I'm actually doing more stuff. I think, why is that, Jersey? Why would you, okay, so my hypothesis right now, I have to chew on this a little bit longer, but my hypothesis is that though I am making more stuff this November than I was last November, there's bigger blocks of time where I can focus. My time isn't being distributed amongst multiple projects. I have fewer projects where I can devote more focus and energy. There's a takeaway for me. Boy, I function better when I'm doing that. Because I do remember there's a couple art sound offs last year where I was in the car just before I went to class, and I knew that that 15 minutes before I went to class was the only 15 minutes I was going to find in that day to do that reflection. And when it's that rushed, if I let myself get worked up about it, I don't want to say not useful. That's not for me to decide, but it doesn't feel like I'm being very useful to anybody. It feels like I'm just blathering into a microphone, which creates a negative feedback loop, because then I'm thinking about, oh God, I don't want to do that again. I got to find more bandwidth so I make sure I don't do it again. Uh-oh, I ran out of bandwidth. Oh no, now it's going to happen again, right? This year didn't feel like that as much. This year there was a couple days where I was like, I gotta wrap my head around what I did today and think about what I can talk about in a useful way. And this brings me to my second observation, is that I think this is the year that I started to get better at, or better, I started to get more comfortable, better at being more comfortable with sounding things out during the recording. In past years, I've often tried to, and I even did it for this one. I mean, I'm looking right at them. I got two post-it notes in front of me with a couple notes scribbled on them, but they're like one sentence notes. Whereas before, like, I would sit down with, you know, three or four post-it notes and like work out the ideas. Like, here's like the lead. Let's break it down to three bullet points underneath. Just so I can make sure that I have something that's, you know, useful for people. Because, like, as Rob said in his last Art Sound Off entry, the one before this would be the November 29th edition of the Polytechnicast, he talked about being kind of at peace with this notion of having a strong bias towards designing things or creating things within the spirit of service, being service-driven. And I have the same bend as Rob when it comes to that. However, you know, there were at least a handful of Thunder Punch dailies this time around where I feel like I was kind of inviting everybody to just listen to me work through the problem, which I think, not to defend myself, but I do think there is a kind of service in that. It's a modeling exercise, for one. It's a meeting the listeners as a fellow human being rather than as some kind of, as the old expression goes, sage in the stage, right? That's the tension I feel like I'm always facing whenever I do any kind of recording or teaching, for that matter. Is I want to be of use, but at the same time I want to help, and I want to show up with a service intent, but I also want to be authentic, and I want to be just like another person in the room. So I feel like that's a twist that's always going on inside of me all the time. And it might be something where I perceive it more than anybody else. Just like how, like, when you hear your voice recorded, you're like, oh, is that my voice? You know, it's like, to everybody else, it's perfectly natural, but you see the weird little weirdnesses in it, incongruities, or like the way your voice squeaks when you get excited about something. Yeah, that's one that I never know. I never notice that I'm doing it until I either hear a recording of it or I see somebody's eyebrows raised just ever so slightly in surprise because my voice did that thing again. Anyway, that totally is an aside. So I'm grateful for this year's challenge in that, yes, it allowed me to get more comfortable at working out the ideas out loud. I think this is something I'm going to take into my classes too. Or at least, let me put it this way, it's something I'm going to remind myself to bring back into my classes, because I used to do that a lot more. It was much more of a performance when I would do it in the past, where I would say, like, you know, somebody would say something like, oh, I don't know. They would say some kind of abstract idea that is actually a complex idea that was worth unpacking. Like, they would say something like, well, wait a minute, blue can be sad, but blue can be calm. How is that? How does that work? You know? And I'll say, I don't know. How does it work? How can one color mean two different feelings? Can we think of any other examples? Let's work this out, right? Like, and I already have thought about this long and hard. You know, I've got lots of ideas what my opinions are on it, but that's not my job. My job is to get the kids to start talking about it and guide them in that direction. So in other words, modeling the activity of working through ideas, especially in a group dynamic. So I'm going to take that back with me to my classrooms. That's going to help me a lot. But also, I guess this ties into the final point on the reflection, about the reflection. Is, am I going to continue to do these? Now that you've, like, you know, you did 30 days at a Rogers, how hard would it be to do one more, you know, one a week to check in on your stuff, right? Report in on what you're doing. This is actually one of the reasons why I think my previous point happened, you know, that comfort level increased, is because I have been doing these Thunder Punch dailies. But they're hidden on the Boulder and Fleet Patreon. So for Team Pickles and Fleet supporters, that's people who support me at the $3 or $7 level, monthly. I've been recording a handful of Thunder Punch Daily reflections just for them. And because of the nature of explicit trust that's created by putting it behind a paywall, I guess. It literally is behind a paywall, right? It's hidden from public view, and it's only available to people who pay for entry. But that creates a certain kind of level of trust that I know explicitly that they are really into what I'm doing. They're so into what I'm doing, they're willing to contribute $3 to $7 a month. Which is, you know, it's a small amount of money, but it's not insignificant. $3 a month could, you know, that's a small coffee, right? They're buying me a cup of coffee every month. So that says to me that they are interested in what I'm thinking about. So as a result, the Thunder Punch Dailies that I posted there are actually much more candid than any that I've ever done on this feed. Now, you could take that as an advertisement if you want, but I'm really more or less sharing it as, like, you know, as somebody who's going through this journey, even though, like, I'll give you the numbers. According to the stats that I get, it looks like Thunder Punch Daily has approximately 50 to 70 listeners. It's not a lot of people. That's the kind of number that my teen students would laugh at. So it's like, wow, not that many people are listening anyway. So why aren't you more open? It's still for public consumption. It's still a public thing. And something about putting it behind, creating one friction point where in order to get in, you have to really be into what I'm doing, makes me feel a lot more at ease about sharing that. So yes, Thunder Punch Daily will continue. It certainly will continue for my Patreon supporters. Will it continue publicly? You know, that's something I got to sort out. Because in the next 5 months, I have to really think hard about where my bandwidth is going to go in terms of promoting, you know, the book that I'm working on right now. Is it a good idea to revamp Thunder Punch Daily and get, you know, try to build an audience for it? Is it worth bringing back the Comics Are Great podcast? Is it worth podcasting at all? Is it time to do a different thing altogether, right? I don't know yet. I need to work that out, and it's kind of... Maybe with this new bandwidth I'm going to find and not doing the Art Sound Off Challenge, maybe I'll have that extra 20 minutes to put towards thinking about that. But another thing I plan on doing with that 20 minutes is also really getting into the meditating again with the Headspace app. I only got to do it a couple times, and in my self-care, I managed to stay on the running, but doing less of the meditation. So I don't know. I'm undecided on that. Given that I have almost zero negative feelings about this year's Art Sound Off, the odds are much better that I'm going to continue doing Thunder Punch Dailies. It all depends on scheduling, I guess. Well, I'll have to look at what happens in this next week. You know, I'm right smack dab in the middle of this challenge where I'm trying to double my page output, so. This is going to be another lesson in time allocation. So like I think I hinted before, perhaps I'll check in with a report on that. And then that way I can end this week on a, if it ends on a high note, I can like celebrate with a little like hooray for me out loud. I don't know. But that's that. So there's my reflections. I feel like I came out the other end a little bit different, a little bit more at ease with not being sure of where I'm going with something and being okay with pauses while I think about it. Like that one just there, right? Like that to me felt like a really big pause, but I know from a listener standpoint, it wasn't that huge. And also pauses can be great when you're trying to like break up thought process into intervals. Okay. So, I had some housekeeping stuff. Here comes by the way, If you listen to all 30 of these Thunder Punch Dailies, or if you've been listening to all the Thunder Punch Dailies, all 241 of them, thank you so much for giving me your time. I sincerely hope it's worth it. And I hope if it doesn't explicitly help you, at least gives you some kind of companionship or some kind of food for thought while you're working on your own endeavors. Yeah, it's I mean, it's gonna sound corny, but it's true. It's an honor when somebody gives you their time. Okay, but then housekeeping stuff. Let's roll into what's happening this week. This Friday, December 2nd, something's happening over on the Boulder and Fleet Tapastic site. That's at tapastic.com/series/Boulder and Fleet. You can, it's not going to be happening on any other Boulder and Fleet sites. It's not going to be happening on the Instagram. It's not going to be happening on Tumblr. It's only on Tapastic. There's a little short story that's going to be updating just for the holidays. And to accompany this, I designed a new Boulder and Fleet desktop image, which I also printed as a postcard. And for all who support the Boulder and Fleet comic on Patreon at $1 or more, if you provide me your address, I'm going to mail out those Boulder and Fleet holiday postcards to all supporters, anybody who gives me their address. I will draw a little, you know, pen doodle on the back of the card for you as a holiday wishes. All the information will be on the Boulder and Fleet Patreon on Friday, the 2nd of December, or, again, look at Tapastic, the Boulder and Fleet on Tapastic. Oh my God, why am I blanking on that? Friday morning, December 2nd. Little short story featuring some characters coming back that we haven't seen in a while. And it's a cute little short, if I do say so myself. Okay, so myself, meaning whom? Meaning me, meaning Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist, BoulderFleet.com, Jersey on Twitter, JDrozd.com. And thank you to everybody who's listened. Thanks to everybody who participated in this year's Art Sound Off. It was a joy to get to, journal alongside of all of you and see how you all interacted with the parameters of the challenge differently. So I guess there's nothing left to say except I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
As we've just seen, Skeletor went back into the past to make evil things happen. In reality, no one can go back into the past. That's only make-believe. But we can try to learn from the past, from things that have happened to us, and try to apply them toward being better people today. Remember, it's today that counts. So make it the best day possible. Until next time, this is He-Man wishing you good health and good luck.